Aircheckdownloads.com.
The sound.
The sound of.
The sounds of Cornwall.
And all the music you love.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
It's an absolute guaranteed play at a wedding, isn't it? Dex's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. Hi, it's Rick here on The Late Show. It's Monday evening, so did you see some rain? I was about to say snow. I doubt if you saw snow, but did you see any rain today? Wasn't it a glorious thing? I opened the curtains this morning and thought, it's raining! Rush outside and feel the rain fall on you. Looked like some kind of weird rain dance first thing on a Monday morning, but it was nice, wasn't it? Looks as though we're in for a fair bit more. There's been a rumbling of thunder around as well. So do take care if you're out and about. I said it last night on the show if you're listening as well. The roads do get very, very slippery, and I've seen a load of tweets from the police today talking about crashes caused by flash flooding and slippery roads. So take care. Anyway, tonight on the show, we've got loads going on, actually. We're going to play the impossible question. Oh, yes, you thought you got away with it. No, we're going to do that in around 25 minutes' time. Brand new question for you tonight. Tracks from my album of the week. The album of the week this week is from Heather Small. It's great. There's a load of songs which... Now, I'm going to describe them as reimagined. So we got some reimagined Heather Small on the show tonight. And also the classic album of the week is from The Verve. Talked about doing this a few weeks ago, actually, and said, yeah, we need to do Urban Hymns. So that is the classic album. Now, talking of new albums, actually... Robbie Williams has got one coming out. Now, this falls into the category. Now, the album is called XXV. Now, I don't know whether he wants us to pronounce that as 25. He says, showing off his knowledge of Roman numerals. Or whether we call it XXV. Now, Adele's done 25, hasn't she? So, I'm assuming it's going to be XXV. Anyway, the first single from it is called Lost. It's ABBA and Knowing Me, Knowing You. It's so hard not to say aha. The Late Show. Hi, it's Rick here through until 1 o'clock. By the way, if you want to get in touch, and already quite a few of you are, we could try and squeeze in your favourite song tonight. Go on. You can call 0808 100 1034. Text as well. If you may be lying in bed thinking, oh, when's this heat going to end? Don't worry. The end is in sight for that. Maybe you're a new listener to the show because you're either not used to this part of the world and you're on holiday, in which case, welcome along. Or maybe you're just, because it's so hot, you're staying awake later and you're struggling to sleep. Don't worry. I was going to say we can help you out there, but maybe that's not what I mean. What I mean is we'll play some great songs and have a bit of a laugh between now and 1 o'clock. I think we got out of that okay. Right. Bit of Foreign on the way after this from Sigrid. I don't feel like crying on The Late Show. Good.
Should be.
Rick Edwards.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Foreigner and one of those big power ballads. Leather jackets, padded shoulders, curly perm, the whole thing. It's a great song, it really is. And I think it was when rock bands, who'd done really well in the early 80s, it kind of, you know, faded away a little bit, and then suddenly discovered the power ballad. And suddenly did really well all over again. It's a good tune, isn't it? It is The Late Show. We'll play the impossible question for you in around about 5 minutes' time now. A few people ringing up saying, when are we going to play? When are we going to play? Well, in around about 5 minutes. All right, so brand new question for you tonight, and we'll work on that one. Going to play you the new song from Lizzo. We've got Danny Minogue between now and 11 o'clock as well. And John's been in touch, and he said, could we dig out a song and play it just for his chiropractors, all the team in his chiropractors? ELO. Lizzo, she's ready. Are you ready?
The impossible question.
Ah, yes. It returns. So, the impossible question, if you are a new listener to the show, welcome along. The impossible question is there to baffle you. Well, that's the intention. Sometimes people get it right on the first night, which is, well, frustrating all round, really. It's just for fun. There's no prizes. There is the glory of going on the impossible question on a roll, which we'll review later on in the year. But the question is this. Brand new one for you tonight. Now, I was on holiday for a couple of weeks. Okay. Now, I don't think this has ever happened to me before in my 50-something years. Might have done, but I don't think so. But it happened to me 2 days running while I was on holiday. What was it? Right? So I genuinely can't remember another time when this has happened to me. But it happened 2 days. In fact, 2 nights running. I think it was around about 9:30. It's not relevant at all, but I can... It's memorable for me. Two nights running, same kind of time. What was it? See, if you're a first-time listener, you're now thinking, what, that's impossible. Yeah, you need to just have a wild guess, really, and we'll try and narrow it down with some clues as time goes on. 81333, start your message with the word studio on the text. You can use WhatsApp, of course, as well, 08000 321 333. Again, remember to start your message with the word studio. Update your address book. It's completely free if you're on Wi-Fi as well when you do that, and you don't have to remember who we are again. 08000 321 333. What do you think then? Two nights running, or you can call 0808 100 1034. You think about that, then I'll play you this from the OJs. It's the Love Train on the Late Show on the BBC.
Newcheckdownloads.com.